Let us pray. Heavenly Father, assist us as we continue on this journey and this way of love. And help us today to see that we are blessed and that we are called to be a blessing. Amen. Please be seated. So this past week, Thursday, do we all know what holiday this was? Valentine's Day, right? And who here participated in Valentine's Day this year? Oh, that's great. Especially great to see both sides of a couple raising their hands. This is good. This is good. And I was thinking about Valentine's Day this week and also participating myself. And my wife hopefully can agree. That's good. And I was thinking about my past in celebrating Valentine's Day, in particular when I was in elementary school. You know, when you're in elementary school, you bring in your little cards that you maybe get from CVS or something, and your little Hershey Kisses, and you distribute them to your classmates. And you go into school, and you hope that your crush is going to give you a special Valentine, or maybe you're going to have that moment to give your crush a special Valentine so they know that you love them and that you care for them maybe just a little bit more than everyone else in your class. But the thing I could never understand as a kid is, why did I have to give a Valentine's Day card to everyone in my class? That didn't make any sense. How could I show that person that I cared about a little bit more that I cared about them a little bit more if everyone got the same card? And why did I have to give a card to everyone in the class if I didn't know them, or maybe we didn't even get along that well? It was strange. But this week, and maybe just finally it struck me why we did that. And I was thinking, and maybe when we give everyone that sign of affection and that card and that treat, that kind of care is a little bit what God is actually like. You see, because God doesn't care about who you are and what sets you apart from everyone else. God loves you and God cares for you equally, just the same as everyone else. God loves you unconditionally. God loves you without measure. And God blesses you without measure. God blesses everyone without measure. God blesses everyone the same. And as I say that, I'm thinking some of you might question, well, how does God actually bless everyone the same? It doesn't take much looking around our world to see that there's some disparity. That some people have a little bit more, and some people have a little bit less. And I think this is the sense of what we think blessing really is. You know, we look online, and I think you might know where this is going. We look online and we see people posting on social media saying all over the place that they are hashtag blessed, right? And it seems to connote this kind of sense that, you know, they got what they needed. Maybe they even got what they wanted. They got a little bit more. They're doing well. But our gospel today comes from Matthew. Now we're going to look back a couple chapters before the famous Sermon on the Mount where Jesus shares the Beatitudes. And these are the famous words here. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are persecuted." Now, I don't think the disciples were going around Galilee after they heard this sermon and telling people that they were hashtag blessed. Those are not things that seem to connote being blessed. And yet, if you look at the word that Jesus uses here, the Greek word makarioi, which actually is a word that seems to connote a sense of being blessed that can only come from God. It's a kind of joy and a kind of happiness that only can come from the divine. You see, because God doesn't just have a plan for us way out in the future. Yes, God does. But God also has plans and has good things for us right now. Because being blessed is recognizing that we are loved. That we are loved without measure. That we are loved so perfectly. And that we are perfectly made. This is what it means to be blessed. To recognize this blessing is the first step of our Christian journey. And now, if we look to our gospel today from Matthew 25, we see the word blessing again. We saw it all throughout the day. This is our word today on Bishop Curry's way of love. We're trying to understand what this blessing could be. But the word that's used in this gospel, eulogeo, it literally means to speak well of someone else. To do well unto someone else. And this is the flip side of that coin. When we recognize that we are the beloved of God, that we are blessed, we are called to go. We are called to speak well and do well unto others. See, this is the other side of blessing. Once you name that you are blessed, you are called to go and be that blessing. Share that love that God has put in you, that God first moved and gave us. This is what it means to bless. Last year, at VTS, we had a special visitor from the Anglican Communion, the Secretary General of the Anglican Communion. So, pretty big deal kind of guy up there with the Archbishop of Canterbury. And he came to visit us. His name was Josiah Idowu-Fearon. He was formerly a bishop of Nigeria. And he came to share with us the good work that is being done in the church worldwide, in the churches that we are sisters and brothers with in the Anglican Communion. And he had this great news to share with us. He said that the church worldwide is actually growing. It's thriving in places across the world. And these are our sister and brother churches. But he shared something really interesting. He said that most of the good work and the blessing that the Anglican Communion does worldwide doesn't happen just in a church building. You see, most of the Anglican Communion is doing the work of serving their communities. They establish the largest hospitals and schools and orphanages across the world. And I can say that this is true. Coming back from the Holy Land this past January, the Diocese of Jerusalem, the good work that they are doing is setting up hospitals in the West Bank and setting up schools in Lebanon. They're serving their community regardless of what their community looks like. They're serving because they have first been loved. They've recognized their blessing, and they are going and being a blessing in their community. The Secretary General said this: "It is our work as Christians first to extend our hand in service." Extend your hand in service. But then when you do that, after you do that good work, when you're in deep fellowship with your sisters and brothers, you extend the other. And with the other hand, you share the good news of God, the good news of Jesus Christ, with our sisters and brothers. Together, this is the work of blessing. To do good works and to share the good news. The gospel today, famous Matthew 25, tells us to go and feed and give drink to those who are hungry and thirsty. It calls us to go and clothe the naked. It calls us to go and visit those who are in prison. That is our work to do. Yes, that is our work to do. Go, feed those who are hungry and thirsty, and also give them the water that is the living water of Jesus Christ. And yes, go clothe those who are naked, but clothe them in love as well. Visit those who are in prison, but also share God's good mercy that can set them free. This is what it means to be blessed, to name that you are blessed, and then to go and be that blessing. This is our challenge. This is the Christian journey. And I commend it all to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.